最高的山峰为他矗立，最深的海洋由他栖息，最小的分子为他舞动，浩瀚的星斗为他闪烁，宇宙万物他手所掌，的规律和神奇，世世代代在他怀里的保障和安息，心情发光，身体自明，主的荣光照耀全地，心情发光，身体自明，宣扬他名直到黎明，最高的山峰为他矗立，最深的海洋由他栖息，最小的分子为他舞动，浩瀚的星球为他闪烁，宇宙万物他手所掌，的规律和神奇，世世代代在他怀里的保障和安息，心情发光，身体自明，主的荣光照耀全地，心情发光，身体自明，宣扬他名直到黎明，心情发光，身体自明，主的荣光照耀全地，心情发光，身体自明，宣扬他名直到地极。
是的，以赛亚书这样写道：兴起发光，因为你的光已经来到，耶和华的荣耀发现照耀你。愿我们能进入主的同在，快跑跟随主。主啊，求你赐给我火热的心，我渴慕你。
在我心深处，存有一孔雀，唯有耶稣能充满我干渴心灵。如今我深知你是生命泉源，求主我赤手起初的爱，别让我心再冷淡。我渴慕你，我需要你，我愿进入你的同在。求求你来我心，我就快跑跟 起初的爱，别让我心再冷淡。我渴慕你，我需要你，我愿进入你的同在。主，求你来吸引我心，我就快跑跟随你。我渴慕你，我需要你，我愿进入你的同在。主，求你来吸引我心，我就快跑跟随你。垂听我呼求，
请我们仍然站立，我们一起祷告。爱我们的天父上帝，全能的真神，宇宙万有的君王，我们要敬拜赞扬你的名，因为万有都是出于你，也归于你。你的能力超乎一切，你的慈爱永远长存。你用手托住日月星辰，四季也因你的旨意循环更替。我们用语言无法述说你的作为，用歌声无法表达我们的赞美，特别是你预备的救恩竟临到我们，让我们无法明白。我们要感谢你，主耶稣基督，你道成肉身，用自己的宝血成就了这救恩，使我们因信你便得永生。我们一切的过犯和罪孽都被你的宝血所遮盖。主啊，我们真是不配得到这样的恩典，但是我们知道主你的旨意并不是到此为止，你也把福音的负担放在我们心中，因为你不愿意有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。求主激励我们，让我们持守起初的爱，让我们的心不再冷淡，并为主兴起发光，宣扬主的名直到地极。主，你在这里建立我们这个教会，也一定有你的美意，求主就按你的旨意成全。求主赐福这个教会，也赐福每一个家庭，每一个个人。我们不会忘记主过去对我们一步一步的带领，也求主今后继续看顾我们。我们的需要主你一定知道，我们的祷告主你也必定垂听。让我们教会通过每一个人的见证，将主的大能显现出来，将主的爱传扬出去，使更多的人被主你自己吸引，成为主你的儿女。奉主耶稣基督名祷告，阿门。请坐。下面我们有仁爱雅各松柏这几个团契联合为我们大家献一首诗，快乐欢心向主敬拜。这歌中唱道，快乐欢心向主敬拜，荣耀真神大慈爱，到主面前敬虔爱戴，心如花朵向日开，晨星发出赞美歌声，地上万民齐响应，天父以爱统治世人，弟兄相爱又相亲。
心如花。
是的，快乐欢欣向主敬拜是多么美的一件事，这样的歌声真是带给我们就是无比的欢乐，也让我们真是敬拜我们的主。在主日早晨我们也一起来等候我们主的话语，准备我们的心。
就听我祷告，留心听我的呼求，凭你的心事和公义，来应允我。耶和华，求你赐恩典。人生迷恋，当洪水泛滥之时，你作王掌权。早晨我要听你指引，因我依靠你，使我得知当行的路，因我仰望你，教导我人心你旨意，因你是我神，教我得知是你道路。
弟兄姐妹们请起立，让我们一起来聆听上帝的话语。今天我们要宣读的经文是帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章一到十一节。弟兄们，我还有话说，我们靠着主耶稣基督求你们，劝你们，你们既然受了我们的教训，知道该怎样行可以讨神的喜悦，就要照你们现在所行的更加勉励。你们原晓得我们凭主耶稣传给你们什么命令，神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫行，要你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁尊贵守着自己的身体，不放纵私欲的邪情，像那不认识神的外邦人。不要一个人在这世上怨愤欺负他的弟兄，因为这一类的事主必报应，正如我预先对你们说过又切切嘱咐你们的。神召我们本不是要我们沾染污秽，乃是要我们成为圣洁。所以那弃绝的不是弃绝人，乃是弃绝那赐圣灵给你们的神。论到弟兄们相爱，不用人写信给你们，因为你们自己蒙了神的教训，叫你们彼此相爱。你们像马其顿全地的众弟兄固然是这样行，但我劝弟兄们更要更加的勉励，又要立志做安静人，办自己的事，亲手做工，正如我们从前所吩咐你们的。感谢主神的话语，谢谢弟兄姐妹们，请坐。
兄姐妹们平安，我们一起来到神的面前，我们一起低头。圣洁、公义、全能，在宝座上的天父上帝，爱我们的主耶稣基督，我们再次用一个敬虔的心，主来到你的宝座前，主在这个日子当中，主是你自己亲自设立的，也是一个分别为圣的日子，祈求你的圣灵经常提醒我们，主我们当存的一个敬虔感恩的心，在这个主日我们准时的来到你的殿堂当中，主我们来敬拜荣耀你自己的圣名。在这个时刻，主我们也向你恳切的祈求，主在我们的当中，我们有许许多多的弟兄姐妹们，主在他们的身体上也有这样的软弱，主我们恳求你的慈恩圣手，主亲自的安慰他们，也安慰他们的家人，主让他们在这样子一个患难当中，主亲自能够经历你自己的能力，也亲自 经历你的恩典。我们为曹慧姐妹，主她这段时间当中在你面前主所受的这样子的一个困苦，主她的一个仰望依靠你的心，主我们恳求你继续的恩待。我们也为我们心爱的 CC 小姐妹，主她身上的难处，在这个时候主我们真的是恳求你，真是给她更多心灵上的安慰，也帮助成华院辖在这样子一个困难的时刻当中，主有一个依靠仰望你的心，让他们在你面前得坚立。主恳求你真是恩上加恩在他们的身上。我们也把真加真姐妹，主也交托仰望在你的手里头，主她身体已经渐渐有所复原，主我们也求你真是让她的体能主能够得到更多的一个康复。秉权弟兄，主我们也交托仰望在你的手里头，也祈求你看到她身体渐渐有好转，主我们也恳求你真是恩待她，能够赐她一个更能在你面前有一个安静的心，就有一个仰望你的心。我们也为在外地的诸牧师师母，他们正在接受一些装备，我们恳求你也恩待他们在你面前的服事，主求你保守他们，也带领他们他们下面工长的一个寻找都满有你自己的心意在当中，也恳求你的恩典在他们身上能够恩上加恩。我们也为今天来到我们当中的这个李牧师，他从远道从新墨西哥州来到我们当中，和我们一起分享你自己的话语，祈求你的灵在我们当中，主亲自引领我们，让我们的心思意念，让我们的目光主都集中在你的身上，看到你自己的心意，主来建造我们自己一个生命，是一个讨你喜悦的生命。我们将祈求祷告不配，是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名而求，阿们。今天来到我们当中为我们证道的是从新墨西哥州的一位印第安人保护区的这个 Pastor Tony Lee。 他是我们过去几年我们的青少年到新墨西哥州去，在那里服事的时候在当地的一个牧师。这位牧师他是跟其他进到里内进去宣教的这些我们外环的这些传道人是不一样，他在当本地在训练带领一些当地印第安人的这些人，希望能够训练他们有更多的一些属灵的领袖，有一些更多的人愿意出来全世界服事成为传道人。所以他在那边有很多的负担，今天他来到我们当中和我们有一些分享。我们把时间交给这个李牧师。
Good morning.
早安。
And Happy New Year.
新年快乐。
I think go like this. Amen. I feel very honored to be with you this morning.
我感到很荣幸今天早上能够在这边与大家一起分享。
I've been looking forward to this for several weeks now.
我期待这个已经很久了。
This morning, I just wanted to share some of my journey with the Lord.
今天早上，我想跟大家分享一下我信主的一个心历路程。
As a Navajo, living on the Navajo reservation, there's a lot of mission activities.
住在这个印第安保护区里头，这里都有很多的故事。
But it's very hard for some of our people to really come to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是要让这边的人信主的话是非常困难的。
But before we start, I wanted to share scripture. Many of you are familiar with John 3:16.
在开始的时候，我想跟大家分享一段经文，是在约翰福音第三章第十六节。
But I wanted to do it in my language so you can hear how Navajo sounds.
让大家听到这来自这边的声音。
John 3:16 in Navajo, it says this. Hala the yagat no katane ta yisi yoyo nigo biyat asai baj teniki yenitki. Akudakhe da bostlandigi doto tisa the whole ago inabi holondoli.That's Navajo.
神爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给大家，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。这是印第安语。
Did you understand? I think Mr. C did. We love the Chang family, Fulin and Cassie and Christine. They've been out in my home. Christine and I call him Mr. C.
Yeah, 谢谢福林一家，特别是他的女儿 Christine.
And they spent about two weeks there, and I think they had a lot of fun. Mr. C got stuck in rain and mud.
他们在那边大概待了二到三周的时间，大家有一段很美好的时光。
So I had to come and rescue him.
他现在来这个。
We really appreciate the mission team that comes from here all to our native community.
非常感谢北堂的宣教的队伍到印第安保留区来一起合作。
So this morning, more of my story, I want to share with you.
Go ahead. 今天早上我想跟大家分享一段我自己的故事。
But I want to base it on the scriptures from Matthew 9, verses 35 through 38.
主要的经文是在马太福音第九章三十五到三十八节。
The scriptures here tells us, then Jesus went about all the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people.
耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。
36 it says that when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd.
他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
Then he said to his disciples, The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few.
接着他说，于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
And 38 says, Therefore pray, O Lord of the harvest, to send out laborers or workers into his harvest.
在三十八节他说，所以你们当求庄稼的主，打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
When I was growing up around 5 or 6 years old, we didn't speak English. We only spoke our own language.
当我在五六岁的时候，我们那时候根本不说英文，我们说我们的印第安语。
So English really is my second language.
英文是我的第二个语言。
And somebody asked me if I thought in Navajo or English, I found out that I'm thinking and translating Navajo in my mind before I speak English.
有人问说我的语言我怎么说英文？事实上，我是用 Navajo 的这个土话，然后再翻译成英文。
And I found out that trying to think when I speak with the English language with people across America.
当我用英文跟美国大多数民众沟通的时候。
And when I try to translate word for word the things they say, it's very funny. It comes out very funny.
当我逐字逐句的做翻译的时候，有些闹了很些笑话。
For instance, one time I came to a man's house and he invited me and says, "Take a chair."
例如有一次我到人家家里做客，有人说 "Take the chair."
So I started to take the chair and take it with me.
我以为说真的就把椅子举起来。
I think you may have a chair and sit down.
事实上他就说你可以有这张椅子可以坐下来。
We think very very literally and very our language is very descriptive. We describe things, so sometimes it's hard to try to translate.
Yeah, 印第安语言是非常表象的，就是对着每一项事物做一些描述，所以很难做逐字逐句的翻译。
It hasn't been too long that we got our Navajo Bible in the full Navajo translation.
不久以前，我们才有印第安语的翻译的圣经。
It's all done phonetically, so the translators wrote down what they heard.
那些翻译的人就是写下他们所听到的。
We didn't have a written language. Everything was oral. Everything was passed from generation to generation through talking.
我们没有文字，只有口耳相传的语言。
So growing up, I was very interested in spiritual things.
我对属灵的事情感到很有兴趣。
Our tradition, most of the ceremonies, most of the religious things were done mostly by the elders.
我们传统的祭祀和敬拜大多是由一些长老们来举行的。
We were just told to respect and listen and observe.
我们只被要求说你们就听，然后遵守他们说的。
My heart was always hungry. My spirit was always hungry to know more about spiritually the Creator God.
我的心灵总是觉得饥渴，想知道更多的事情。
So when the missionaries first started coming, they came every week.Faithfully.
当这些传教士初次来到当中的时候，他们每一周都很忠实的来到我们当中。
There were no churches or any gathering places. There were no churches. They didn't come together.
那边没有其他的教会。
And there were hardly any cars or vehicles.
那边连车子都很少见。
When you see a car coming towards your house.It's either a missionary or a government official.
当车子来到你家门口的时候 ，either 是是宣教士，或者是政府有一些要员。
But the missionaries came very faithfully every week, and they didn't speak Navajo. We didn't speak English.
传教士每一周很忠实的来到我们当中，他们没办法说 Navajo 的语言，我们没办法说英文。
But they always brought things like books or paper or something to write or draw.
但是他们总是带一些书籍和一些部本能够写字的。
And we would meet under the trees.
我们就在树旁边。
And they would draw pictures for us to show how Jesus came from heaven to meet with man.
他们就用画图的方式把耶稣基督如何来到世间的事情告诉我们。
And to die give his life so that man could get to know God.
耶稣基督如何为我们舍身，让我们如何认识主。
They brought something that my spirit was longing for, was hungry for.
我的心灵总是饥渴，想知道更多的事情。
And I listened very eagerly and wanted to know more.
我很认真的聆听，希望知道更多的事情。
So, And that's how I, at a very young age, 5 or 6, I really committed my life to the Lord.
啊，也就是这样子，所以我在五六岁的时候，我就开始决心要跟随主。
And I got a hold of everything. I learned how to read, and I got a hold of everything I could read about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Navajo 的语言是非常能够难理解的，所以我花了很多时间在上面学习。
And I would be out herding sheep. That was a lot of what we do as little children. We took care of the sheep.
哦，我们很小的时候，我们需要去放羊。
And I'll be so much engrossed in reading.
Really
was reading a lot.
Oh, 我花了很多时间在读书上面。
So sometimes I'll be walking and didn't know I was just reading, and I'll fall into a ditch.
有的时候啊，我太专心读书，差点从羊上掉下来。
And I was supposed to be out taking care of my sheep, and sometimes I'll be reading so much I lose my sheep.
有的时候我甚至羊走失了我都不知道。
But I learned something about sheep.
但是我从羊身上学到一些事情。
They're not as dumb as people say.
啊，他们不像人所想象的那么笨。
No, I've also learned that when God called you sheep, He wasn't calling you dumb. He was calling you defenseless. You needed God.
啊，当神说你们是羊的时候，并不是表示说你们笨，而是说你们需要帮助。
So sheep in the evening, when the sun is setting, they make their way home.
当有的时候，他们让羊回家的时候。
So when I lost them, I would sit where I could see the house.
当我走的时候，可以看见那个房子的时候。
I'll be reading every once in a while, look around.
我就东张西望。
When I see the sheep coming home, I go join them, like I was taking care of them all day.
当我看到羊过来的时候，我就说啊。来照顾这些羊。
And they asked me, where'd you take a sheep? I said, here and there and here and there.
他们说你把羊带到哪里去了？我说就是这里啊，那里啊。
So most of my life was spent taking care of this. It was an easy chore to do, was taking care of the sheep.
对我来说，这个照顾羊是一件小事情。
So when missionaries came, they just really began to talk to me about the Lord. I really gave my heart to the Lord. For 16 years, so by age 16.
有16年的时间，当这些传教士来到当中的时候，他们教我如何认识神。
My parents were killed, my father and mother.
我的父亲和母亲很早就身亡了。
Along with my grandmother and two brothers.
还有我两个弟兄，还有我的祖母，也都很早就去世了。
The oldest and the youngest was just a little baby.
只剩下非常老的，还有非常小的，像婴儿。
My heart began to get bitter at God.
我的心开始对神有一种苦毒的感觉。
I was saying that if God has promises and I was to follow and obey His word and do what He says.
如果说我照圣经上所说的，遵守他一切的话语的话。
Why would He take my family away from me?
那为什么把我这些所爱的亲人都一个个拿开了呢
？So 5 years or so, I kind of strayed and did my own thing.
所以有5年的时间，我开始远离神，做我自己想做的事情。
And looking at these scriptures,
看看这些经文
，verse 36，
在第36节的地方。
When God saw the need that I have,
当神看见我们的需要的时候
，I was weary and scattered, going my own way.
我们困苦流离，偏行己路。
And I left the reservation and went to Los Angeles.
我离开印第安保留区，到了洛杉矶去。
At age 16, 17, looking for a job.
那个时候16、17岁在找工作。
At this time, I grew up with 9 brothers.
我一共有一起长大有9个兄弟。
No sisters.
没有姐妹。
So, I was right in the middle, 4 older and 4 younger.
我刚好在中间的，有4个比我大的，4个比我小的。
And I'm still in the middle with 1 younger and 1 older.
还是在中间，一个比我大的，一个比我小的。
So all brothers was with their mom and dad and gone. We didn't have a parent or somebody to take care of us.
我们并没有一个真正的家庭，就是分散在各个不同的寄养家庭里头。
So what happened when that time when there was a loss? My aunt, her name is Mary.
我有一个阿姨叫做 Mary.
She also really committed her life to the Lord.
她也是一个非常敬虔的女士。
And all my other brothers that were left was put in her care.
我其他的兄弟都是由她来照顾的。
And she didn't have any kids of her own.
她自己没有孩子。
So here's a young woman with no kids of her own all of a sudden has a whole bunch of boys.
一个很年轻的女士没有孩子，突然来了三个很调皮的男孩子。
And she went to the Lord and says, I don't know how to take care of them. I don't know what to do with them. I don't know how to raise them up. So you have to help me.
她跟神说，我不知道该怎么样抚养这三个小孩子，我真的不知道该怎么办，所以你必须帮助我。
So she prayed a prayer.
她如此祷告。
And this is the prayer that she prayed, verse 38.
这是她的祷告，就在第38节的地方。
It says, pray to the Lord of the harvest, He'll send out laborers into the harvest.
她说，你们当求庄稼的主，打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
Now I was a rebellious one. I wanted to do my own thing. I got into drinking. I got into, doing my own things, going to Los Angeles.
我是比较叛逆的，我想做我自己想做的事情，我酗酒，我到洛杉矶去。
And I called her mom. She says, the tool is the toughest one to take care of. I don't know how to do with her, with him.
她说感谢主哈，这个最麻烦的这一位，这个不需要我来照顾哈，让神去照顾她。
So she prayed and said, the scripture says,to pray to the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers. So, Lord, I want you to send his friends, anybody, to him.
这个经文说，你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼，所以我求主，送最好的工人来照顾他。
To confront him with the gospel.
就是直接挑战他。
He says anything, radio, TV, whatever.
广播电视用任何的方式都可以。
So when I went to Los Angeles and began to find work and got with the wrong crowd drinking.
当我到洛杉矶去的时候，开始寻找工作，但是我误入歧途，跟一些不良的人在一起。
God began to answer her prayer.
神开始回应她的祷告。
I turned the TV on and there's a preacher pointing at me, saying, "You must be born again."
当我打开电视的时候，就听到神说，你必须重生得救。
I would drive with some friends down the road, turn the radio on. There's another preacher saying, "You must be saved. You must be born again."
当我开车到去找朋友的时候，一打开收音机就听到说，你必须重生得救。
I'll be walking down the streets of Los Angeles and somebody put a track in my hand. I open it, says, "You must be born again."
当我走在洛杉矶的街头上的时候，人家给我一个单张，一打开就说，你必须重生得救。
I will be thrown in jail, and I'll be in jail, and here comes the jail ministry team.
当我被关进监牢里的时候，有
and they're preaching and singing, "You must be born again."
那些到
I just covered my ears. It didn't help.
那些到监狱里头来做宣教的人也说，你必须重生得救。我把我耳朵都捂起来，不愿意听到这些事情。
I went home back to the reservation and started to work in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
于是我回到我的故乡，重新开始我的工作。
I was tired of the way I was living.
我已经生活的厌烦了。
I kept promising God, "I'll come back, I'll come back," but it wasn't happening.
我不断的告诉神说，我会回来，我会回来，但是并没有发生。
And I would come home after work, lock the doors, and just keep on drinking.
我回到家里，我把自己关在房里头，不断的酗酒。
And I would go to work and do it's just kind of a routine. That's what I was doing almost every day.
每天就是出去工作讨生活，然后回来继续喝酒。
One evening there was a knock on my door.
有一天早晨有人来敲门。
I opened the door. There's a man standing there with a long overcoat. It was winter.
当我打开门的时候，有一个人穿了一个很长的袍子站在门口。
He had a small hat on.
他有一个很小的帽子戴在头上。
And look at me, and he says, "You must be Tuli."
他看着我说，你一定是 Tuli.
You must be born again, he says.
你必须重生得救。
They're coming to my door now.
他们已经到我门口了。
My mom's prayers were being answered.
我的妈妈的祷告已经是得到回应了。
So he kept inviting me to church. There was a revival going on at the church.
那个时候教会有一个复兴的大会，他们就很诚挚的邀请我参加。
I kept putting him off until the last night of the service.
我一直拒绝他，一直到最后一个晚上。
I came to church and I sat way back near the door.
我到了教会来，但是我坐在最后面的一排。
I thought at first opportunity I would sneak out and.
当我有机会的时候，我就从后门溜出去吧。
I sat there and there was a preacher by the name of Kenzie Savage.
当我坐在那边的时候，有那个牧师，名字叫 Kenzie Savage.
It's interesting that here people call us savages.
人们认为 savage 的话意思就是拯救的意思。
And here's a missionary.Name Savage preaching to Savage.
这边刚好有一个传教士，他的名字叫拯救，正在宣讲拯救的事情。
And I sat back there, and as the service was going on, when the altar call was given.
当这个程序正在进行的时候，有一段经文。
For people to come and receive Christ.
人们应该来到前头来接受主耶稣。
It was either a conspiracy of the church or it's the work of the Holy Spirit that what happened next.
一定是圣灵的工作，或者是有什么样的技巧在里头。
Every single person in the congregation came forward. I was the only one sitting back there.
每一个人都到台前来了，我是唯一一个坐在后头的。
And there were pews, and I was hanging out to the pews like this.
当那个座位，我就。紧紧地抓住了座位，不肯往前走。
And I thought, here's the door, here's the altar.
我看到说这个是坛，这个是后门。
And God began to, the Holy Spirit began to work on my heart.
但是圣灵这时候开始过。
There was a battle going on.
心里有很大的征战。
And I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, "This may be your last opportunity."
我听到神对我说，这可能是你最后的机会了。
It will be harder next time, and harder and harder.
下次会更困难，以后会更困难。
So I stood up and came forward.
所以我终于站起来往前走了。
And that church had a red carpet, and I stood on that side of the altar.
那个教会有红地毯，就像这边一样，我站在坛前的左边。
And I told the pastor, "I give up."
我对
I give up.
Pastor 说，我放我投。顺服了。
Since then, my work, my journey with the Lord has been fantastic.
自从那一刻开始，我的所有的
It's been a wonderful experience. So many things have happened.
所有好的经验从此开始。
And every time there's doubt, or any time the enemy comes, the devil comes and says, "You really didn't get saved. Nothing really happened."
当有一些挑战来到的时候，他们会跟我说，这并不是真的发生了。
I tell the devil, "Come here, devil. There's a red X where I gave my heart to the Lord. There's a red X. Look at it. This is where I gave my heart to the Lord."
你到坛前来，我这个是神的工作。
I've learned that when we want to get our family members to come into the Lord, this is one prayer that my mom used.
我学习到，这是我这个 aunt。或者我的母亲所用的一个祷告。
If we have loved ones that have strayed, and we have family members that we want to come to the Lord,
如果我们有一些家庭的成员希望他们得救信主的话
，It's far hard for us to try to talk to our own families or win our own families to the Lord.
跟我们自己的亲人传福音是相当困难的。
Sometimes you got to use some extra resources.
有的时候你需要额外的帮助。
My mom.When she really gave her heart to the Lord, she really gave everything to the Lord. She renounced everything.
我的母亲是一个非常敬虔的人，她将一切都仰望交托给神。
She showed us what it means to have faith.
他亲身跟我们证明了如何是信仰。
She prayed him for food. She prayed him for everything, even firewood to warm her house. She just prayed for everything, and God just answered her prayer.
他凡事祈求，然后神就一样一样的应允了。
We live along what's called a continental divide. It's about 8,000 feet high. The water runs east, the water runs west.
我们住在一个非常高的地方，水不是向这边流，就向那边流。
And around the community, everybody began to know who my mom was through her prayers.
我们社区里头都知道说我的母亲经常在那边祷告。
She prayed for everything: animals, sick cats, sick dogs.
她甚至为那些生病的动物来一起祷告。
She had an anointing oil. She put them on whoever comes for prayer.
她有一罐那个油膏，她滴在每一个需要祷告的动物身上。
My younger brothers were kind of getting rebellious and drinking.
我的弟弟变成比较叛逆，开始喝酒。
And they would bring their friends home.
他会带他的一些朋友回家。
And some of them would be passed out on the floor.
有些就醉倒在这个地板上。
And my mom would get her anointing oil.
于是我母亲又拿出那个油来。
And poured on those drunk guys.
每一个滴几滴。
Some of those guys sobered instantly.
非常有效的。
They got embarrassed and they go home.
他们觉得很难为情，就回家了。
7 of those guys became preachers.
很多人都从此就变成牧师了。
She left a legacy of faith. She passed away not too long ago.
她一直很忠心的信实，信主。
Many people in the community came and told stories of how her life touched them.
城里头有很多人一起来到这边，共同见证她的生命如何改变了这些人的生命。
My uncle was mom's older brother.
我的叔叔，我的舅舅是我这个母亲的哥哥。
He didn't like Christians. He didn't like preachers.
他不喜欢听道，也不喜欢这些牧师。
And he hated me because I became a preacher.
他不喜欢我，因为我成为一个牧师。
Every time I go see him, he wanted to fight me.
每次我去看他的时候，他就要跟我争辩。
I kept saying, "Uncle, I'm praying for you."
我只是说我替你祷告。
He would say, "Nobody like you is ever going to pray for me."
没有人喜欢我，所以我不会替你祷告。
He got real sick.
有一次他。
He went to the doctors, and the doctor says, "There's nothing we can do for you. Just go home and die."
那医生说没救了，你就回家等死吧。
He came to my aunt, mom, and said, "Could you help me?"
他于是来找到我的母亲，说你是否能够帮助我。
His family had left him. He was all by himself now.
所有的亲人都离去了，他只有他一个人。
So my mom says, "But on the one condition, you can stay here, and I'll help you."
只有一个条件，你就可以待在这边，我就会帮
助你。You go to church with me.
你跟我一起上教堂去。
So they went to church, and he was a big man, bigger, real big man. Robust.
他是一个很高很壮的人。
When he's walking down the alleys or streets, people get out of the way.
当他进了教会的时候，大家都躲开。
But when he got sick, he was all hunched over like this, just barely moving around.
但是他生病的时候，他只能很勉强的行走。
He went to church. They anointed him with oil. They prayed for him, but nothing spectacular happened.
当他在教会里头抹油替他祷告的时候。没有发生一些很奇妙的事情。
But in a few weeks he goes to he likes the swap meets. We call them flea markets.
我们去一些那个农夫跳蚤市场。
So he's walking over there. It's a place where he socializes.
当他跟那些人打招呼的时候。
And he's walking down really weak and. And at that moment, God touched his life.
当他很辛苦的在行走的时候，
He didn't realize it, but he was walking straight. And he didn't know he God had touched him. All of a sudden, he kind of felt himself, looked around.
忽然之间他可以站立站得直直的行走的话，他突然觉得说有一股力量是来自神的。
And he started jumping up and down, hollering, "Glory!"
他很想如此高声的欢呼。
And people got out of the way. What's a lot of people? They got out of the way. What's wrong with this man?
究竟这个人是怎么回事啊
？God had touched him, but between the two of them, my mom, my uncle, they changed two communities.
神借着这两个人，一个是我的母亲，一个是我的舅舅，彻底的改变这整个环境。
So continue to pray for your family members, your community.
当你为你的家人或为你的社区祷告的时候
，God is going to touch somebody. It's going to change a lot of people. Whole communities can be changed.
神会用一两个人来改变你整个社区。
I believe that with everything that's in my who I am.
我深深的相信，因为这是我亲身的经历。
Now the Lord has taken me all over the world.Preaching the gospel.
现在神用我走遍世界各地来宣讲他的福音。
I've been overseas, and I'll be going to Mexico to teach at a Bible school.
我甚至漂洋过海到墨西哥去教圣经学校。
God is good.
神是好的。
You're supposed to say all the time.
我每一个人都应该如此欢呼。
And I'm just thrilled with what God is doing in my life and He'll do in the lives of people. I'm so honored and so glad to be here with you.
神是如此奇妙伟大，我非常高兴能够在这边跟与大家一起分享。
What an opportunity to share my experience with you.
有机会能够在这边分享我亲身的经历。
And thank you for my translator.
谢谢我的很不好的翻译。
Thank you.
谢谢李牧师用他自己生命的经历和我们一起分享我们在神面前我们当做的一个工作，为主他自己传讲福音。弟兄姐妹，我们一起起立，我们一起来唱我们回应诗歌。我们有一故事传给万邦。 亲爱的恩主，主谢谢你再次把这样的一个信息主放在我们弟兄姐妹们当中。主，我们当要去为你传讲你自己的福音，在灵舍当中，主，我们让你的话语，让你的福音能够带到他们的当中。谢谢你赐给我们这样的心智，主，我们能够一起，主，能够成为你收割你庄稼的工人，祈求你不断的圣灵引导带领弟兄姐妹，我们有这样一个福祉，有一个宣教的心智。我们为今天的信息再次献上我们感谢，祈求祷告不配，是奉靠我主耶稣基督的圣名。愿我主耶稣，愿上帝的慈爱，愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠与圣灵的感动，常与你们众人同在，从今时直到永远。
圣同在，彰显。